Hi, this is Christy Marks, creator of Gem and the Holograms, and you're listening to a truly outrageous podcast with Mike, Amy, and Nicole. It's showtime, Synergy.
Welcome to Showtime Synergy, the gem review podcast here on the Geekcaster Radio Network. I am Em, and joining me are my hologram girls, Amy, hello. A.K.A. Lady Rec, hello.
Hello.
And Nicole Aylstorm, hello.
Aloha.
In this episode, we'll be giving you our thoughts on the next two episodes of Gem and the Holograms Season 3.
Woohoo! We need to start a review, apparently. That was my alarm.
Hey, so interruptions, ahoy.
We have one more episode after this of actual cartoon reviews, people. We're almost done with the Gem and the Holograms animated series.
You know you're going to miss us when we're finished, right?
It's like you always say, I'll come up with something else.
Yeah, you will.
Okay.
Poor Mike.
Yeah, I know, right? All right, let's just get straight to the episodes today. As I said, there's only two episodes, Straight from the Heart and A Change of Heart. So we'll be back with the plot for Straight from the Heart after this.
Countess, very impressive.
I take it you don't do this every weekend, do you?
Oh, I wish. No, this is to show off my newest young protege from Paris, Régine Césaire. Régine is a big fan of yours. She has all your albums and videos. And I know she's anxious to impress you. I hope, Jem, that you and the holograms will be a good influence on her. She does need to learn some self-discipline. Régine has had a lot of success very quickly. She's still very young. I hope all this doesn't go to her head. I think you'll be a good influence on her.
We'll do what we can, Countess.
So first up, we have Straight from the Heart. The air date was February 17th, 1988. And this might be the only episode in the entire series that was actually written by Buzz Dixon.
Nice.
A new fashion designer, Régine César, whatever, comes to town and decides whether her loyalties lie with Gem and the Holograms or the Stingers. Dun, dun, dun. The featured songs are It All Depends on the Mood I'm In by Gem and the Holograms, All in the Style by the Stingers, and Straight from the Heart by Gem and the Holograms. So the Misfits are nowhere to be found.
Yeah, that's okay.
Neither is Eric.
Sadness.
Also, that's okay. Yeah, not missing them too much, so.
I don't know, I almost did miss them, because at this point in the series I'm like, okay, it's all three of them fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes more sense than just two out of the three at this point for me. I don't know, what do you think of the plot, Nicole, here?
The plot to me, overall, I felt uncomfortable watching it because it was very drama-ish and a lot of bullying. And I don't like bullies. That goes for everyone, you know. No one likes a bully. But, I mean, the snobbishness of it is just like, all this stuff that I was just like, ugh, this is so Hollywood. And I did not care for it. I'm like, it's like watching the Kardashians, you know. Overall, I like the the story, what did you call it? the ending, you know.
The moral to the story.
Yeah, the moral of the story. That's what I was trying to get to. Yeah, the moral of the story. I like how it ended. But overall, I just felt uncomfortable because it was... Poor gal. She was just... I just wanted to give her a hug and say, just calm down. Okay.
For me, this one went by way too fast. And I'll say that later when we get to Hologram and Misfit moments. It just seems like, where the hell did that 21 minutes go?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, it opens up, it hits you in the face, and the next thing you know, you're taking a bunch of body shots. Mm-hmm. I mean... You know, it's kind of like if Pizzazz kicked Jem in the neck and got a knockout in the second round or something.
Are you referencing something?
Of course. What am I not referencing something?
It's going to be irrelevant in a year.
Yeah, well, good thing this episode is coming out. Good thing we're at the point in the show where the episodes are actually coming out on time. So,
yeah.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, it was a UFC fight that happened last night. It was really impressive. So, yeah. So,
what about you, Andy? What do you think of
my take? You know what? I kind of liked... This episode, the only reason why I'm kind of down on it is the fact, like, again, we're getting a new character. Did she get a doll? I don't have the link from last week. She didn't. Okay. No. So we're getting another character and we don't know anything about her. And I don't even think she comes back again in another episode. Does she?
Only have two episodes after this.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So,
well, two cartoons after the two that we're talking about today.
Yeah. So I want to like this character, but she seems really naive and really mm-hmm. like she doesn't know what she's doing, even though she was supposedly trained as a designer and she's a designer, right? It just seems a little bit like, you know, I want to like the character, but because I only have this episode of her, I kind of don't. She seems a little throwaway. And so if all of it really does for me is just build up the stingers with this new, you know, young naive designer that doesn't know anything, and it ends up showing you more about the stingers and who they are really than anything else, which is probably maybe the point that they were trying to get at. And it's kind of sad because it's like, okay, the holograms and Jem all know this about them, but yet you still allow these guys to like be there all the time. And mm-hmm. you know, Jem, you never give you know, Riot a piece of your mind for how terrible of a person he is. Exactly. And in fact, we'll find out to see after this is that she actually gives him more and more sympathy. And it's just kind of like, dude, woman, what is your problem? I mean, I guess I couldn't, I guess after, you know, two or three seasons of Rio, you would think that, oh yeah, because, you know, she's such a great, you know, she's a great character herself. She has such great qualities of, you know, not lying to her boyfriend and not leading him along and him leading her on. So it's just, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you want to really go down that, that being said, I, like I said, I want to like Regine. Again, it's only one episode and I'm like going, okay.
Well, yeah,
it was fun. The moral of the story was really all I really liked about it.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's the same thing. The moral of the story is all I really liked about it. I swear there were a few times in there I thought Shayna was just going to backhand her.
I think she should have.
They tried to kind of pull it off as Shayna's being this nice person. And she's like, oh, we'll give you a chance no matter what happens. And I'm like, there's an evil look in there, I swear. They had an evil look in
there. And it's one of those things where, like, okay, you take Video, you take Clash, you take even Lindsay,
mm-hmm.
and you take Dance. Those four characters, they were spliced throughout the first half of the first, like, Lindsay's, she's not always going to be there because she's the TV girl, you know, she's the TV personality and whatever else is fine. But Video and Clash had constant character development. We met them once in each episode.
And then you think, oh, well, are they going to be around for a while? Are they not?
Season and a half. I think, did we get character development for them for almost a season and a half? So, and where are they now?
Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. But the thing, my point here is, in the beginning of the series, they introduced characters, they built them up, they gave them development, and while they may not be here now, at least we got the development of those characters.
Yeah.
And here, they're just throwing Regine to us, like, hey, here she is, here's the new designer, or the new up-and-coming, whatever, and it's like, how about instead of introducing Regine in this episode, how about making a character development for Ashley, where, remember that season one episode where she wanted to learn from Shayna?
Yeah.
How about having her develop that over the past X number of episodes a season or whatever else, and have her be, I don't know, it like you guys said, it just felt like it was thrown at us just to have a new character.
Or better yet, have Regine and even Astral that we had last episode. Why introduce them at the very end of the season rather than the very beginning? So it's just one of those odd things. And who knows? I can't remember whether or not they knew at this point that Gem and the Holograms was going to be ending. I don't remember. My brain is Swiss cheese right now.
We'll get to that in next week, but yeah.
Wait a minute. Next week we're going to talk about Amy's Swiss cheese brain?
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
How the season just felt like it just ended when we had new characters and we're getting character development and then they're saying goodbye. You're like, what?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the hologram moments, if there are any, after this.
Good question. I don't know. I'm afraid it's a case of I don't know what I want, but I'll know it when I see it.
It is hologram moments time. I don't have many.
So why don't you go first then?
Yeah, I do love the overall message as far as, you know, the moral of the story and all that. And I did enjoy that Shayna was almost at the forefront of leading the lesson that they were trying to teach Regine. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. This episode just feels all kinds of out of place for the rest of the series.
Well, the good thing that it does have in place is the fact that you've got you've got two episodes that are like this, I guess, where you have two new character or a new character that's introduced and they have a plot that goes kind of around them. But in the overall terms of Gem and the Holograms, I mean, how often has that happened where they've had something happen like that, where somebody has to learn a lesson or has to learn something? So I guess it kind of fits. It's just the fact that they're new characters that we don't really care anything about because we don't know anything about them. So,
but like I said, though, it to me, it's like I was watching this episode, the three songs came up, and the next thing I know, the episode is over, and I'm like, what the hell happened? I wasn't sitting there fast forwarding and I wasn't skipping on Netflix or anything like that. I sat here and watched the episode because I just, like, about I don't know, 3 hours before we recorded this episode, I watched both of these because I wanted them to be fresh in my mind when we went to the recording. And I'm like, straight from the heart, what the hell happened?
I think that actually happens because we don't, like I said, we don't know anything about Regine. And although actually, you know, stuff does happen to her, it's all about her and not the holograms. And so you get this situation where you're like, hey, I kind of want to care about what's going on, but because I know absolutely nothing about this girl, it's not the focus of the show. It, you know, the show should be Gem and the Holograms, and it's not. It's Regine and the Stingers. That you end up, like I said, you just don't care about her. And all you end up doing is saying, okay, well, this is a character piece about the Stingers because all they do is just treat her like crap the whole time. Well, they manipulate her and get what they can out of her, and then they throw her away, which it's just, again, it's just, it's sad.
If you flash back to even the beginning of season 3, they did this same kind of storyline as far as fighting over something.
Uh-huh.
They did it when the Stingers hit town because Jerrica and Eric were fighting over who would get the Stingers for Starlight Music or for Misfits Music. But in that episode, it was done much better as far as who got, you know, as far as who was fighting over that person or those persons. This is just, Buzz, man, I love you. I'm sorry, but I don't know what was going on. I don't know if they just handed you this and said, here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an outline. Define it. I'm not sure. I'm friends with Buzz Dixon on Facebook. The guy's an awesome dude. But I'm not sure what the heck happened in this episode. And I know this is supposed to be a hologram moment. I'm sorry, folks.
We're both
well, here, I'll give a. I got a couple.
This is the most depressing podcast ever.
I know the one song. It depends on the mood I'm in. I know it's a replay of a song, but was the video the exact same?
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was. I think it was new.
I honestly enjoyed it because it reminded me of the Aha video, the classic video.
Yeah.
You know, just like
Take On Me.
Yeah. And I'm like, that kind of reminds me because it had like, you know, the sketchy outlines and stuff. And I'm like, I kind of like this. I really like that stylized video. I really thought that was a lot of fun. And let's see, my other hologram moment. Jem admits that she was wrong about the fashion design at the end. I like to know. I get happy when people admit when they're wrong, when they can actually be the bigger person and say, hey, I screwed up, you know. You're right. So I did enjoy that moment. So
cool. I have a moment or two too.
Okay.
So I know we've been kind of bashing this one for what it did, what it didn't do, but like, mm-hmm. I really kind of did like the whole plot point though, that it's about basically a new designer. She fails to listen to what her clients need. And because of that, you know, they reject her clothing designs. And she takes it a little bit too personally, if you ask me, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I say she's really, really green. You know, it makes sense for her being a green designer to react like that. But then, you know, she also has the glamour of being distracted by fame and how she's manipulated by that. But then, you know, the holograms are there to kind of be the friends that they are. And to keep her kind of centered a little bit. So she's got this healthy dose of this is reality and it kind of stinks. But that being said, you can really meet some really great clients out there that can really boost your self-esteem, that type of thing. It gives it a really real world application. And I really kind of liked that. I mean, if I could take one thing out of this, I'd be like, I like how that seemed to be really realistic in that sense, even if she acted a little melodramatic. But then the fact that they come back afterwards and they, oh, we actually do like the designs that we like, mm-hmm. you know, that you gave us. We should have listened to your instincts on that. I'm like going, yeah, I'm glad that they did that. But it was just like, oh, geez, man. I just wanted to wallop them for that. Oh, and I did like the royal designs that Regine made for the Stingers.
Oh, yeah, those were pretty cool.
That
it
was
would cool. only work stingers, though.
Only for them, yeah. But yeah. In the end, we end up getting the designs picked that Regine made for the holograms, and they're like, hey, I hope they didn't just like go with it just because they wanted to show how much they like her. And I was like, yeah. I mean, they kind of weren't doing that at the first, but yeah. Yeah. It was kind of weird, but in a good way.
Yeah, when I saw the royal designs on the stingers, I'm like, hey, when's Batman going to show up? Because they look like the Royal Flush Gang over there. All right. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, let's get some Misfit moments. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Constantly stealing my thunder.
You bet. That's what little sisters do.
Yet you're 5 years older than me. Any last words? It is Misfit moments time. I already mentioned it. There's no reason to be mentioning it again. The episode went way too fast.
Yeah, it kind of ended all of a sudden, like, boom. Like, okay.
At least for me, it went too fast because, you know, as we've already said, and we kind of tore it down a little bit in the hologram moments, it's about this up-and-coming new designer. Has, like, Gem and the Holograms aren't cutting a record. The Stingers aren't cutting a record. They're not promoting. Well, Gem and the Holograms did say they were on a concert, or they were doing a concert or something or other. But,
yeah.
Like, in past episodes, as soon as you see Gem or Jerrica or Shayna or Aja or whatever, it's like the first thing they mention is what they're doing now or how they're going to further their career. You don't really hear any of that in the beginning because it's all about Regine.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, if they're going to develop or try to even show a relationship between Regine and either Constance or Shayna, do that. Don't just give us a little bit of it. Like, I really wish Shayna was more involved with this.
It would have been nice if they had done that, yeah.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the episode, I thought Shayna had... She kind of had like that jealousy kind of look, and then she's like, "Oh, you're my best friend." I'm like, "Okay, that was weird." You know,
typical girls. Mm-hmm. We say, "Oh, you're my best friend." You're like, "I hate her. I hate her. Mm-hmm. She's my competition." Actually, that was I was kind of hoping that they had done a little bit more with that. Say, you know, that was my misfit moment, is the fact that Shayna has this. They look at you, you know, you have a pan to her face, and she's like, ooh, 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 the flames are there. And then she just looked like she had this look of I'm going to kill in her eye. And then they didn't do anything with it. I was like, oh, man. I did have to say, though, the stingers, the invitation that they came out of the card.
Oh, I know. That was funny.
I was like, huh, was there, did they make those cards at that point back in the 80s? Or was that like a little, like I said, a prediction about how
the prediction before.
I would, yeah, that looked, that was kind of cool. Yeah, the message of them saying to Regine that the Stingers are going to turn on you, Stingers are going to turn on you. And then finally, like, oh, what do you know? They turned on her. I was like, you know what? She's really dense. That. She's really dense. She didn't. Yeah. Imagine that it happened. Wow. That's pretty much everything that I have for my misfit moments.
Okay. So my misfit moment. Okay. So Regine, she goes to her family's fabric shop and she's like, oh, this is great. I forgot how wonderful these are. She just drops them and leaves them on the ground when she sees Riot. I'm like,
Riot has that effect on people.
No respect for the family's business there.
Apparently.
Yeah. And I, like I said, I hate the whole Hollywood who's dating who. When she started dating Yaki, and I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? He's such a stop. I'm like, since when were you interested in him? He's a douchebag.
He even just has, like, douchebag written all over his forehead.
I know. That whole party, it was just like, why are you here? This is horrible. You're better than this. I know you're trying to make a name for yourself, but, gal. everyone was such, I just hate the whole bullying thing. It just made me so uncomfortable the whole show. I'm like, ugh.
It was very sterile. I mean, it almost made like, you know, I know she's green, but is she so green that she's like, she can't see that everybody there are a bunch of snobs and you wouldn't want to be hanging out with them anyhow?
And I feel like they missed out on a good PDA that they, or not PDA, public service announcement. Yeah. Public
PSA. PDA is public display of affection.
So the PSA, where you should learn, kids, not to take rights from strangers.
Oh, that would have been
perfect. I don't know if it's a nice gold Cinderella coach or not.
Yeah, I almost am tempted to go back to my mask podcasting days when Optimus Solo and I did the mask cartoon series and grab one of those about taking rides from strangers from Matt Tracker and Scott.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Just toss it in there. Why not?
Yeah, and again, it just ended. It's like, oh, we have a happy ending. And credits. Okay.
Like, I mean, we don't really have anything of, like, there's not even a video encore or anything.
No, nope,
it's like, just ended.
Yeah. They could have done the aha video again. I like that video.
I think it was in episode 19 where we referenced David Coverdale and Whitesnake. I actually threw, like, right before he does his vocal for, oh, God, what's the damn song? Here I Go Again. I threw that in the episode a couple weeks ago, so... All right, we're going to get to the last episode of the day after this. It's kind of weird only having two episodes, isn't it, folks?
It is, it really is.
Yeah. This is a shorter podcast, and we'll just have to add more filler.
So, Amy, what are you going to rate this one?
I'm going to give it a 2.5. Again, like the last episode with the whole old Houdini magic, new character, same like the... I've said this three times already. I'm sorry, people. I'm nothing new to say other than the fact that, no misfits. So I have to make it a half point down from that, too, as well.
And
so.
No Yetis.
Oh, and don't
no Yetis. Gosh darn.
They're not even in an area where a Yeti could be.
You have to put Yeti in this. More Yeti. More Yeti. You do not put more Yeti. I'm just going to stop listening.
You either have to have a Yeti or Tech Rat.
Yes. Tech Rat would tip it back to the other way. So, yeah. No, seriously, it was.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been dealing with their Yeti comments for a year and a half.
Whoever brought up the Yeti. Whoever brought up
you did.
No. I'm saying whoever decided to put the Yetis into the show.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You're my hero. You're just
hero. Exactly.
And the day that they are able to put a Yeti in the comic.
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare plant that in Kelly's head. Nuh-uh.
Yeah, don't even. You want to.
Hey, she already included Left Shark. She could put a Yeti in there.
Just a picture on the wall, or it's like, you know, some fever dream or something.
I swear, when I saw Kimber as the shark, I'm like, oh my god, she dressed up as Jabberjaw. Okay, Nicole, what do you rate this one?
I love Buzz Dixon, don't get me wrong, but this did not work out well. I'm giving this a 2, and mostly half the points are for the video. Because I really like that video.
It was a good video.
Like I said, the whole time I was watching it, I just felt uncomfortable. Like, someone's really got to help her. And I felt like no one really... I know Shane had really tried, and she... It didn't seem right to me. I don't know. It was just like Amy said, I know she was green, but she's an adult, and she should be able to at least stand up for herself a little bit. So...
She needs some self-respect.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that the truth? I'm also giving it a 2.
Oh, wow. I was the one that gave it the highest. 2.5.
I almost thought of giving it a 1 because the message is there, but it's not...
We have seen it's been a one. This is not that bad.
But like I said, with the, you know, Nicole talking about the video and the whole thing with Shayna, and I was hoping she would actually, you know, do more, even though she didn't. But I don't know. The pacing in this is probably one of the reasons why it's so low for me, is because, like I said, you know, it's kind of like, you know what it's like, and Nicole, you'll get this. It's like driving through Frankfort, Kentucky. You blink, you miss it. So we're going to move on to the last episode of the day after this.
Give it a try, Jerrica.
That's amazing. This is our top-of-the-line synthesizer with a velocity-sensitive keyboard and...
Whoa, don't tell me. Tell him. He's the technical genius around here. I'm going to check out the business computers.
Okay, catch up to you later.
So you see, Minx, did you say your name was? It has a full megabyte of memory.
You're so cute when you say that.
Minx, have you found anything you want?
No, it's a waste of my time. These nerds are trying to impress me with this inferior piece of junk.
Junk?
How about you? Did you find anything?
No, I'm bored. I'm leaving now. If you find something you want, buy it.
Okay, see you later. Minx, look who's here. Real, who needs him? So, you've given up?
What do you mean, given up?
Well, after all, he is the only man you haven't been able to hook.
I can get any man.
Did you have
lastly?
Oh, sorry.
See, it wasn't me this time.
Sorry. Drop the mic. Boom.
Lastly up today is a change of heart. The air date for this was February 18th, 1988. It was written by Christy Marks. When Minx has a near-death experience, she decides to change her attitude and become kind and helpful, much to the dismay of Riot and Rapture. She sets out to do all kinds of good deeds for Rio, Jerrica, Jim and the Holograms to make up for her past behavior. Unfortunately, the new Minx turns out to be much more trouble than the old Minx. The featured songs are Out of My Way, which is a reuse. I'll talk about that in a minute. Are You Feeling Alright by the Stingers and Too Much by Jim and the Holograms. Pizzazz makes a rare solo appearance without the Misfits, and that's why Out of My Way is reused.
See, I was just trying to take a vein of Minx and try to be helpful.
Right.
Totally was. Uh-huh.
Keep telling yourself that.
I will, until I try to throw myself off a roof.
Now wait a second here. I don't think your Batman would allow that to happen. That's an inside joke. Not even Nicole's gonna get, folks. Yeah. all right. Thoughts on the plot for this one, Nicole?
I actually really had a fun time with this because you can see that, again, this one also has a moral of the story that there's people could learn and change and become better, or they could, you know, go back to their old ways. It just depends on how they're treated themselves. You know, it just shows if you put out kindness, you can get kindness. Sometimes it backfires a little bit, but you've got to learn how to communicate. So, overall, I like Minx in this. When she's on her nice side, I think she's adorable. I don't know. It's just like the whole thing with the Starlight Girls. I'm like, oh, this is really fun. I really had fun with this. I'll get to more details with our moments, but.
Amy, thoughts on the plot?
I liked the idea. I mean, you know, it made sense. I mean, Minx gets a complete change of heart after a near-death experience. You know, hey, it's cool in the sense that, you know, I like to see, like, Minx as a good girl. It's just too bad that everything turns against her. It's like, no, reset the universe. She needs to be dead. Dead. She needs to be bad again.
Wow. Okay, so we have...
Wow.
We have suicide, we have death, we have near death, and we have Amy wanting Minx to be dead in an alternate universe.
I'm sorry, Minx. Oh, boy.
Wait. I just had an epic thought.
Uh-oh.
What if Jim and the Holograms, the Stingers, and the Misfits all got trapped in the dead universe before it exploded?
Yeah. Minx would have to fix it then.
Yeah, she would. As far as my thoughts on the overall plot, I like this one because the whole point of today kind of is character development or lack thereof.
Oh, here's an idea. It's Shattered Glass Minx.
Yeah, that too.
Shattered Glass Minx, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh,
boy. Interrupt your thoughts. Go.
Oh,
finish your thoughts.
Character. Yeah, I'm trying. Shut up.
Come on, do it. You can do it. Come on, you can do it.
It's a good thing I don't have to take my own skull and hit it against the desk.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Okay, so character development or lack thereof has kind of been the theme for the podcast today. Throughout season 3 so far, we've seen Minx be as bad as she can be. She's not as...
obsessed. She's obsessed.
She's obsessed, but...
Even when she's a good girl, she's still obsessed.
Yeah, but we've seen her constantly as the bad girl, and we've seen her constantly go after Rio and go after Rio and go after Rio, and obviously it's never worked, and... You know, now that she's become a good girl, she's like, oh, hey, I don't want you, Rio. I just want to be able to help everybody. And it's like, okay,
then, like,
sure.
We do like you. And I'm just like, oh, yeah. Why don't you just add another to your harem, man slut?
Just like Cyclonus.
Whatever.
You know I'm going to make that joke every time.
You know, she says that. She says that. But then what does she do for Jerrica?
Yeah,
she's still obsessed. She's still obsessed. She said that she wasn't, but she really was. Now that he's into me, now that you've lost him to me.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Let's get to the hologram moments before Nicole bashes me over the head.
No,
something.
You're
going to
bash yourself over the head.
No, I don't think so.
Man, this is the most violent podcast ever.
Is that a challenge?
Oh, crap. Okay, it's hologram moments time. Pizzazz and Jim fighting over Riot, just the way he likes it.
Oh, yes.
When Jim is doing, or Jerrica, or I assume
it was Jim.
It was Jim. So when she's doing the whole hologram bits, at one point, she actually changes into Pizzazz and kisses Riot.
I know. And what does he do? He pushes her away and runs away from her, thinking that it's, oh no, I don't want that. And then he runs back into Pizzazz again, who's like, oh, kiss me. His worst nightmare has come to true.
Yep.
It's come true. And then Pizzazz is like right there, please give me a kiss. I love you, Riot.
So we've got Minx, essentially being changed from a near-death experience because she... I know Minx can read because she's not Roxy. Even though Roxy is learning, I'm not saying anything bad about Roxy. Team. Just calm down.
I'm not...
I heard that intake of breath and I'm like, oh, here we go. No. I know Roxy was learning, and that's great. But Minx didn't even look for the sign with the undertow.
Well, she was upset. You know? When you are in an outrage, you're not looking to read something. You just want to go let off steam, you know? So I could understand that.
Usually when people are going to go let off steam, they go, you know, I don't know, to the gym, they go exercise, they go punch something. She went swimming. She went swimming. She had to cool off.
She wanted to go punch the
Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean.
Something like that.
Because one's kind of cold and the other one's not as much.
Yeah. So. I do like how Jerrica finally decides to give her a chance. I thought that was interesting. And hey, look, Mrs. Bailey finally shows back up.
I have that as one of my hologram moments. Yay, Mrs. Bailey's back.
Holy hell, they made Jerrica look like pizzazz. What in the hell? Because they gave her the streaks on her cheeks that pizzazz has.
Wait, this is your hologram moments. Did you like
it? I know. Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, okay.
They made her look like pizzazz. With the streaks on the side, but the way they did her hair actually kind of ties into something of today. The man bun. Oh God. Yes. Fashion has come so not that far. Oh my God. The interesting thing about this episode is that Minx seems to be extreme in whichever way she wants to behave, whether she's bad with the stingers or being good to Jim and the hologram. Like, she takes things way too far.
She's
either way.
Just an intense person.
Yeah.
No matter what version of her you get, she's intense.
Yep. That was an interesting twist ending there. Amy, what do you got?
Let's see. I liked the cat fight between Jem and Pizzazz. That was pretty awesome. And it wouldn't be a Jem episode without someone's life being in jeopardy, which ends up being the reason why Minx, you know, ends up having a midlife crisis. Well, not midlife crisis, but a life crisis in which, you know, hey, not only is she nice, but like, you know, the whole world turns against her. Her own people are like, you know, you're going to get kicked off the stingers because now you're too nice for us. You're not evil enough. So that makes me wonder though, because, you know, hey, Rio told her no, never in a million years. And maybe he should have just not saved her. If he hadn't saved her, then they wouldn't, you know, Rio is the root of the problem here. Cause you know, then she ends up like coming in. He's part of the problem, because if he hadn't just, you know, saved her, then this wouldn't have happened. This episode wouldn't be here. You know, eventually, I can't say that yet because it's not a misfit moment, so never mind. So, whatever. Rio, you're responsible for this whole thing, so there you go. I like the fact that the change was mostly sincere. You know, she was like really trying to help everybody, and that was kind of cool. It seems kind of I don't know. If I've never had a near-death experience, but I've heard that, you know, and I've read a few things that say, you know, when something like that happens, it's like a midlife crisis and everything comes tumbling down and around your ears. And of course, since you're different, then everything else is like, why aren't you the same? And, you know, that just seemed really authentic to me. So I really kind of liked that being consistent throughout the episode. Let's see what else. I like the fact that the holograms, even though they're like, she's causing problems. She's just trying to be nice and we can't be mean to her when she's trying to be nice until the very, very end when they're like, okay, you're just too much. Yeah. Yep. So, and because of that, of course, it swings back to her being normal again to the extreme. Cause now she's like, nope. Help is not in my vocabulary.
I did like that line.
That was worth it. Yeah.
What about you, Nicole? What did you like about this one?
Okay, well, again, Miss Bailey, love that. One of the best insults is when Jem and Pizzazz are fighting, and she's like, what, do you have a bill of sale for him? I'm like, yes! That's an awesome line. Got to give kudos to Christy for that. Okay, when did Rio become such a good swimmer? Because that's kind of impressive. He should be a lifeguard. Okay.
You say that, and all I can think of is some weird, no, not Baywatch, no. All I can think of is in some, we've already talked about alternate universes and timelines and shattered glass, whatever. Imagine that he is Michael Squints Polidorus and Jem is Wendy Peppercorn from The Sandlot.
Nice.
That's hilarious.
Are you suggesting that Rio is the pool boy?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Just like Cyclonus.
No, Cyclonus is my pool boy. So.
Okay, alrighty then. Wow. Do we have anything else for the hologram moments?
I have one last one.
Really bad.
I like that. I do like that Minx shows off that she is smart. She's not just, you know, a cute blonde. She actually knows things about electronics and her way around gadgets and... Like, if her music career falls short, she could, you know, work for HVAC. I really like that they're showing off that she has intelligence. I do like that a lot.
Yep, absolutely. So we're going to get to the misfit moments after this.
Just imagine it. Nicole, her requirement for the pool boy to come over, wear purple Speedo and this hat, this mask that looks like Cyclonus.
You need to be a 30-foot robot. To be my pool boy.
And he has to hold, you know, clean the pool while holding a little stuffed toy of Tailgate. For That'd the cuteness awesome. Factor. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, I'm so bad.
Are you feeling all right?
I don't get it. Something's wrong. You've been acting strange. Why the sudden change, baby? Why the sudden change? Are you feeling all right?
It's time for the misfit moments. Surprisingly, I really dug this episode. I didn't write any misfit moments down. There wasn't any, like, off point. Like, I mean, sure, you can misfit moment the fact that Minx, God, I almost called her Jinx for some odd reason. What is this? Die another day over here? You know, you can misfit moment Minx's attitude and how she goes from one extreme to the other, but I mean, really, that's part of her character. So I didn't see that being as too much of a negative thing, but I don't know. What do you got, Amy?
I got a few little things. Okay, so Minx, she looks at the synthesizers that are at that, like, whatever conference or something that they're at, or, you know, store or whatever. There's a whole bunch of places and they have a lot of booths, and one of them happens to have this synthesizer. She walks away from it, kicks it, and calls it junk. I'm like, whoa, some people would be removed from the area for doing something like that. They're like, hey,
it's just celebrity, she can play with it.
I know, but yeah, it was like, wow, you just play with stuff and throw it away. Yeah. And then watch out, Rio. You know that Minx is going to cause problems again. She always does. You give her a foot and she takes a mile. Yeah. Granted, he doesn't know any better because of Jem and Jerrica and all that stuff. But geez, at least he's, like, you know, into both those girls. Too bad the music video wasn't real, because Jem just showed her synergy hand by changing into a... surfboard right there in front of them, and then turning back into a person, and they saw it. Let's see.
Yeah, I noticed that too, and I was like, oh, seriously, you mean to tell me that neither one of them are gonna notice a change like that?
Yeah, I think it was just because it was just it's a music video. It's not really, they didn't really see it, which makes me sad, because Pizzazz got a smooch in on a riot, and I think that was a good idea. Especially since I know how much he'd squirm to have, you know, me pizzazz, you know, smooching. Anyhow, there are usually lifeguards on the beach, right? Yeah.
According to David Hasselhoff, yes, there are.
Yeah, well, there's usually lifeguards on the beach, and there are no lifeguards on this beach.
Well, sometimes it depends on which beach you're at. They usually post if there's no lifeguards on duty.
Yeah. Well, I would think that there need to be one if there's a really strong undertow, other than just a, you know, little sign that says, please don't get
Do you know how you get out of an undertow? I'll tell you.
You swim sideways.
You swim horizontal to the beach.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Horizontal to the beach.
So, and most undertow is about maximum about 50 feet wide or 20 feet wide. So,
yeah.
There you go. A little hint for your survival.
Or just don't go into the water.
I love the water.
Yeah, Jaws just killed it for me.
Like my sister.
Shark said, still looks fake.
My sister's a master scuba diver. She says, oh, you don't have to worry about the sharks. There's other things that you need to worry about. They'll kill you.
Yeah, like jellyfish.
Yeah, jellyfish and sea snakes, sea urchins, dangerous sea snails.
It's like a jungle.
I got bit by a jellyfish once. It was not fun.
Yeah. Oh, I was too when I was in Mexico. Not fun.
So the other thing that I have is, okay, so Minx is sitting there. She's taking over Ryo's, like, project of building his own synthesizer. And she's like, no, I can do it for you. I want to do something special for you. And he's like, please, no, stop. And she's like, no, please, let me. And he's like, ugh. And then he says he's going to go hang out with Jerrica after she just went to take Jerrica to get a makeover so she could get a new boyfriend. And she's not upset by this. It's like, well, look, why did you do that? You said that Rio's into me now, Jerrica. So I want to help you. I'm going to give you a makeover so you can find somebody else. And yeah, it's like, whoa, your nice factor just kind of looks a little weird and creepy now. Yeah. But she didn't get upset at that. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's a little questionable.
Yeah. Other than that, that's my misfit moments.
What about you, Nicole?
The only thing I have is Minx gets super dramatic. She's a big drama queen. Whether it be at the convention.
Yeah.
Either at the convention or at the beach or when she realizes that she is doing too much. I mean, she flies off the handle really quick. Now, I have some friends that do that, too. I could name like three of them right now here for you. But...
Hey, wait a second here.
But
doggone it, I'm leaving.
But
I've already dropped the mic twice in this episode. Don't make me do it a third time.
But yeah, it was a little over the top. But like I said, now that I think about it, I probably know some people like that. But though, I think she went a little carried away when like Amy said, Rio's in love with me now. Since when? Like I said, Rio's a man whore, so basically he'd take you in as well. So, yeah.
Wow. Just wow.
That's my only misfit moment. There's hardly anything that I didn't not like of this, so...
Amy, what are you going to rate this one?
Actually, besides all the little stuff that I just pointed out, I actually really liked this episode. I mean, I did have another episode to kind of compare it to. So I'm giving it a 4 because I like how the end of the show went, especially the very end. I mean, it definitely got a 3 status, but just the fact that, you know, they're in the middle of a concert and they need somebody to do some little electrical thing to
finish. I love that last line.
I love the fact that Minx, they're like, hey Minx, come over here and help us, so you know, we help us fix this fuse so we can finish the show. She's like, nope, help is no longer in my vocabulary. And that was the end of the show. I just loved that. I really loved that. Really just made me laugh. And so because of that, I'm giving it a 4. Besides the fact that, you know, all of the other stuff that was in it that was really good. So,
what about you, Nicole?
I'm giving this 4 as well. It was just so much fun. And I like to see that you can see Mink's character being developed from something that we've pretty much put a stereotype on her, I guess, you know. But I like to see that other side of her. And, yeah, it was just a fun adventure with her. And I like even with the Starlight Girls, they were really happy to see her around. I love how she did get them all sick of off of ice cream. That was pretty funny. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Same here. So the overall episode gets a 12 all around because I'm also giving it a 4.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, I see what you guys are saying about the misfit moments and about the character development and everything else, but, I mean, it's compared to Straight from the Heart, this is so much better. So
yeah,
we're going to take a quick break.
The other one was the Bad Heart.
Okay, let's go to some ads.
Shem will be right back after these messages.
Welcome to my throne room, Future Tales. The Beast Unleashed podcast is over, not gone. You can hear more of this great podcast discussing all the episodes of Beast Wars and Beast Machines on GeekCastRadio.com. We include voice actor and writer interviews with stellar hosting by Steve, Mike, and Michael. Head on over to iTunes or the net, or else I will send you my vehicles to extract your spark and destroy you. Yes.
By the power of Grayskull, I command the Jawbridge. Open!
The Powers of Grayskull series will cover every episode of all four Masters of the Universe cartoons. Join Optimus Solo and myself, TF2 and Mike, as we tell tales of Eternia, discover the myths of Etheria, become masters in space, and finally, Masters of Grayskull. We'll have a commentary on the Secret of the Sword film and a few other special episodes. You can find this 125-episode-long podcast in iTunes and on the web at geekcastradio.com. By the power and honor of Grayskull, we all have the power.
Hurry, Skeletor, hurry!
I'm hurrying!
Soundwave, jam that transmission!
Rumble Frenzy, Ravage Rat-Bat, Inject, Operation Interference.
No, there will be no Operation Interference. I am TFG1 Mike, and you should be listening to my very first podcast, the TFG1 Podcast. 24 episodes covering the entire U.S. run of the 1984 Transformers cartoon. I also have a few supplemental episodes and an interview with Stan Bush. I bring in guest hosts who will be full-time co-hosts in Steve Megatron and fan of the show now co-host Pecan Court Michael. So check out the TFG1 Podcast. You can find it on iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Transform and roll out!
And now, back to Jem.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. TFG1 Mike here. And before we bring the outro, the closing of episode 21 of Showtime Synergy to a close, there were two outros to this podcast. In the first one, I was going crazy because I had my computer sound on a certain website, on a live stream that I was watching for my girlfriend, Jennifer, and didn't realize that I had it not muted. So the whole time in this first part of the outro that you'll hear me going crazy is me reacting to stuff you're not going to be able to hear because I can only hear it in my headphones. Amy said, oh, come on, leave it in, it'll be funny. So here's take one of episode 21's outro.
So silent.
Yeah.
We're like thinking.
Don't think. Don't act. Don't do anything. Turn your brains off and just Well, folks, it's been a long journey, and we have next week's episode, episode 22, will be the final Gem and the Holograms cartoon review episode here on Showtime Synergy.
No, say it isn't so.
Okay, so I want to bring up a couple of things. Episode 23.
No, he's going to start saying, you know what, you need to do this. You know, when he's not on the air, he's such a mean person. Just saying.
Oh, don't even. Don't you even sit
I don't have
there.
To deal with these two any longer.
It's so painful. I've been so hurt by some of his comments.
Right. Right. Okay. Yeah. You can, there's no way in hell you can make me to be the Eric Raymond of this show. No, there's just no way.
Such a drama king.
Yeah, okay.
I can't help it. I can't keep a straight face.
Yeah. Well, at least Nicole didn't put any more Gempocalypse images up.
For the show.
Yeah, I know you did.
All the last week, anyhow.
I still say the one with Synergy and the Flaming Arrow, John Chu, you failed this movie, is the best one.
the one that you didn't retweet with the furry boas, that was the best.
That one was really awesome.
I have an image to protect. I could not do that. I'm sorry. Okay, so back to what I was saying. This is the second to last episode. Next week we've got Riot's Hope and A Father Should Be, which are the final two episodes of the cartoon series. Whoa, somebody's fan just kicked on. What the hell was that?
Oh,
hello?
I'm here.
Hello?
I don't hear anything.
I hear something on... I don't know who's in that's coming from.
I'm not hearing anything either.
That was weird.
Is it gone?
No.
Then I'll pause and you tell me. Did you hear me when I muted?
No, it's not coming from you. It's coming from Nicole.
Aw, poor Nicole.
I just muted. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I can still... I don't know where the hell that's coming from.
Because I was muted the same time as Amy.
Yeah, I can still hear it. I don't know what it is.
Okay, I'll mute again.
That's weird. I don't know. No, it's fine. I gotta figure out where the hell I'm going with this now.
Hey, we didn't do anything Christ, in that one. You
so
did.
Much editing. Oh my god.
It happens.
Going out with a bang.
So as I said... Fuck it. What?
We're not doing anything. You're doing
it. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
I think you're hearing things because me and Amy are dead quiet.
Hear who?
Ghosts.
Yeah.
I can... hear dead people.
I hear dead people. Wait. Who's talking? I can't tell.
It's not me.
No one was talking.
Okay, I am so low. Where the...
I honestly do not know what you're hearing, because me and Amy are like...
Yeah, we're... Dead. Like I said, you hear dead people.
No, I'm hearing like a third person over here. I don't know what...
I'll listen again. Hold on.
Hang on. We gotta redo this.
And now,
outro.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the real outro.
I do not hear anything.
Neither do I. I was like, okay, cool.
Because I thought it was something on one of your old, like how my fan sometimes pops up or whatever. Uh-huh. I don't know, whatever.
All
right.
You don't have to do the whole thing all over again.
Yeah, I do. I already deleted the file.
But it was so funny.
No, we're not putting my insanity on air. Like I said, I have an image to protect.
No.
Okay. I know some fun things there, and now we're not. It's all gone.
Well, it's still in my recycle bin. I didn't delete it. I just deleted it out of the folder.
Yeah, because that's funny.
I'll go back and I'll look at it. Wow, that was weird. I'm gonna kill her. I'm just gonna kill her.
It's your computer.
I know it's my computer, but I thought I had it on mute because she was anyway. All right, folks. This is next week. We got the last episode of Gem and the Holograms for Showtime Synergy. We have the last two episodes, Riot's Hope and A Father Should Be. And then we're done with the cartoon.
Boo.
Yeah. Boo.
So episode 22 is going to be the final two episodes. It's also going to be our season 3 wrap-up where we list, like, favorite episodes, favorite characters, favorite moments, etc., etc., etc. Episode 23 is going to be somewhat of an undertaking for all of us because we're going to have to figure out our favorite and least favorite Gem songs and Misfit songs and Stinger songs.
I'm getting figured out.
I haven't even started yet, so this is going to be bad.
Yeah,
it's not Misfits in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Now I'm going to be speaking that all night long. Thank you.
But hey, you're the one that always brings it up.
All you have to say is Misfits in Hawaii.
The thing is, that one needs a special award as the one that can get stuck in your head out of all the other songs. That was
the most evil.
It's the most evil. Okay, so that's going to be episode 23. We're going to count down our favorite songs. I haven't really decided whether we're going to do top 10 each or whatever. I think we're just going to make a list and just do our favorite songs and whatever, however many there are, that's fine. Obviously, we're not going to include all 155 of them because that would just be ridiculous. And then episode 24.
We're all in for insanity things. Why not?
I'm not in for that much insanity. and then episode 24 is the Gem and the Holograms film. I have no idea when that episode is going to come out. I do know in between episode 23 and 24, we are going to have a couple of comic episodes where we talk about issues 7 and 9, which is the viral arc of Gem and the Holograms from IDW. And then over the holidays, we're going to have issue 10, which is a Rio spotlight issue, and then the holiday special for Gem and the Holograms.
I know when it's going to come out. I know what's going to come out in the future.
Funny. The reason why I said I don't know when Gem and the Holograms, the movie, is going to be coming out is because it only spent 2 weeks in theaters. It got yanked from over 2,000 theaters for just under a week and a half.
Yeah.
So I'm betting the media release for this thing is going to hit fairly. It's not going to be the usual 6 months or a year or whatever. However,
go direct to DVD, right?
It's going to go direct to DVD and
it'll be
iTunes.
On Netflix.
Yeah, something like that. Hopefully. So, you know, we're kind of winding it down, and I'm sure the insanity is only going to get even worse.
Misfits in Hawaii.
Oh, boy.
Admit it. You can't wait to be rid of us.
God. I just hope the kernel of the idea in the back of my head does not come to fruition, because somehow in the back of my head I almost want us to do Friendship is Magic every episode. Almost.
Friendship is awesome.
I don't have enough time for that.
Thank you for joining us here on Showtime Synergy. There are some ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website geekcastradio.com. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio is the network Twitter. Mine is TFG1 Mike. What is your Twitter, Amy?
Lady of Rock.
Nicole.
That's Beatles Diva. Beatles like the band, not the bug.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. Because we're not sure how long it's going to be between episode 23 and 24, you guys have some time to call in and leave feedback or email us at feedback@geekcastradio.com.
How much do you hate?
Tell us how much you hate Rio. Awesome.
Great. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of Showtime Synergy and wish you'll join us next time when we'll be reviewing the final two episodes of Gem and the Hologram Season 3, those being Riot's Hope and A Father Should Be. And then obviously we'll give our overall thoughts and break down Season 3 with favorites and other truly outrageous things. For now, I am M with...
Mike is insane. He hears voices. Crazy.
I'm a kick to the synthesizer. Woo!
Tune in next time and help us get truly outrageous with Showtime Synergy. I'm going to kill you.
Of course, you have to say that. Okay, I'm looking on Rotten Tomatoes. Gem and the Hologram still isn't the worst movie of the year.
Well, then it didn't do it its job there either. It's failed. It's failed the creepometer as well.
And then that honor belongs to Fantastic Four.
Which one?
Oh, wow. The new one, the reboot.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That one was at least watchable.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
That movie was...